Got a Gun Guy. Guy Relford on 93 WIBC.
And welcome back for the final segment. A little bit of a short segment, as it tends to be. But we're wrapping things up. And I'll tell you what, we've had Andy call in, who, as I understand it, was actually the organizer of the rally at the governor's residence today. So, Andy, thanks for your patience being on hold. But did I get that right, or were you actually the organizer of the event today?
Yeah, I was the original creator of the event for today.
Okay. What were you trying to accomplish, Andy? As somebody who was one of the original organizers, in a nutshell, what were you trying to accomplish out there today?
Well, I think ultimately accomplished some awareness of actually what's going on and how we really believe that a lot of these orders that the governor has put in place, not only here but in the other states as well, really are unconstitutional. The violations of religious liberty, the violations of free association, the ideas of picking winners and losers by saying you're essential, you're not essential, the destruction of families, family-owned businesses that will, it will be a decent percentage of these businesses that won't weather this storm. And by doing so, then they create a dependency class that then has to be responsible or be beholden to the government to send them money just to survive when the government's the one that destroyed their businesses to begin with.
Andy, let me ask you this, and this is going to be a tough question. It'd be tough for me to answer, but let me ask you this: if the governor walked out to you today and said, "Hey, Andy, I understand you set this thing up today. You know what? I quit. I'm hereby appointing you replacement governor tomorrow, and you have full powers to do or undo anything the governor can do." What would you do?
I would get a news release, get the media together. And I would say that because of the destruction of the economy, our state economy is going to be so bad that continuing these, I am therefore going to lift all restrictions. But I will issue guidelines in regards to what we believe is the best for you to do. And that would be up to the individual as the business owner, the individual as the consumer, to pick and choose the places in which they want to do contract with, do business with, and also then gives the business owner the ability to pick and choose if they want to reopen. If they do they want to restrict hours? Do they want to restrict people in their businesses? Because I truly and firmly believe that the individual is much more capable of making decisions that's best for them and their family than a government that is so detached from reality that they continually make things worse and they overstep their bounds continually.
And Andy, I think you did a great job with that answer. Let me ask you this. Is your answer in terms of lifting all those restrictions, is that because of where we are today having flattened the curve, or would you have never instituted some of the elements of the governor's stay-at-home order to begin with?
I would have never instituted any stay-at-home orders. I would have issued guidelines and saying, this is what we're dealing with, and this is what we think at this point works best. And that we think if you do this, you can help slow the spread, per se. But the reality is if you are beholden to a executive order that really probably is unconstitutional, I would say is unconstitutional, you're at the whim of the executive giving them that order.
It's a fair point, Andy. And I'm sorry, buddy, you're doing a great job, but I need to cut you off there because we're coming to the end of the show. What we'll talk about next week, And it was alluded to by one caller, there's some discussion both by my friend Jim Lucas, also by Victoria Spartz, who's running for the 5th District congressional seat, about some legislation next year to actually limit executive power in this circumstance. But that's next week. Right now, we're at the end of the show. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you come back next week. This is Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC.